Okay, Aoife Fitzgerald now, Waterford manager. First outing as Daisha boss here. I suppose a cold Tuesday night in January in Páirc-Uaireen, Aoife. But I suppose 9-point defeat against Cork. Your immediate thoughts and reaction to the Waterford performance?
I'm very pleased with the performance. I think first half took us a bit of time maybe to get to the pitch of the game. You know, we turned over a lot of ball and taken it to tackles. And when you do it against players who are as fit as those guys are, you know, it can lead to trouble. I thought we were a little bit over anxious in terms of trying to get the ball inside, and you know, they were playing a sweeper and it was being cut out. So, but the honesty of effort was fantastic, and you know, they're forward. And when you look at Blake Murphy and you know, Brian Hurley, and that, you know, they'd be on most in the county team. So, well, certainly Hurley would in terms of his, you know, he's been shooting the lights out this year. So I thought we handled that well. I thought, you know, Derek in particular was very, very good tonight. And but there was lots of positives in the game. I mean, this is the first time we've been together as a group. I mean, the 26 in there, I think that was the biggest crowd we've had all year, you know. So, and that's down to, I suppose, getting fellas to recommit, COVID, injuries, whatnot. Lots of guys came back with niggly injuries, you know, and long-term injuries. So there are things we have to get right in order for us to move forward. So, but the guys that were out there tonight, the honesty of effort here was absolutely fantastic. Do we have to get fitter? Yes, we do. But I think we have the structures in place now. You know, we have a nutritionist now. We have Noel involved as a doctor, who's fantastic. We have Michael O'Sullivan, who's a fantastic physio. You know, we have Peter and Connor, who are excellent coaches. And my role, I suppose, at the start was, you know, to have a look at what was going on there, see how we could improve and put the different elements in place. Jamie Knox is involved now as well, as our nutritionist. So we have most of the building blocks in place now. We still need a van driver, so if you're interested, you can you can come down. But other than that, it's a case of just getting the lads to buy, you know. And I think that, you know, there's a good bond developing, you know. You know, there's been great atmosphere of training. The training has been tough, but we need to get to the level that Cork are at in terms of our strength and conditioning, and you know, our fitness levels in general, and also, you know, to educate the lads in terms of their nutrition. You know, I always make the analogy of, you know, you don't put diesel into a petrol car. So we just need to make sure that all these things are in place, the lads buy into it, and we work from there. But from the point, I don't think there's any doubt that we have footballers in Waterford. You know, to come into this game, some of the lads just togging off for the first time tonight, and, you know, play against the Cork team who've been training so hard for you know, for as long as they've been training. I have a big panel, I think it was, you know, fantastic, and we kicked some great scores, which is very pleasing as well.
Absolutely, and fellas got their opportunity tonight. Of course, Cork had the benefit, I suppose, of the Clare game, but you know, young guys came in, you know, they're willing to put on that Waterford football jersey. That means a lot to us, doesn't it?
Pleasing is, like, they got one goal, maybe they had another one or two chances, but in general, we, you know, we kept our defence intact. That's something we have been doing a little bit of work on, but we have very little done. You know, Peter and Connor are fantastic coaches, you know, and you know, I think the lads are seeing things now that, you know, that they haven't been used to, and that they're like sponges. They really are. You know, we have a great bunch of, you know, they want to single people out generally, but they're like the leaders, the likes of Dylan Guiry, and you know, and there's a whole range of them there. You know, that are Conor Murray, who unfortunately wasn't able to make it tonight. You know, we have a lot of leaders there, but it's just I suppose making the big thing with Waterford people is just that belief. Waterford footballers particularly is just getting that belief and that hunger and that savagery into them. And, you know, if we can do that, I think we'll be very competitive at Division 4 level.
And I suppose attention's now will quickly turn to the league, you know, Division 4. We all know how competitive it is. Tipperary coming to Fairfield in 3 weeks' time, that's a big one.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Tipperary, you know, provincial champions 2 years ago. And, you know, we have Cavan in there as well, who won Ulster. So I don't know how they managed to slip into that division. But it just goes to show how competitive things will be, you know. But that's a challenge for us. And, you know, Tipperary come to water, but you can be damn sure that they're in for a hell of a game when they come down here. You know, it gives us another 2.5 weeks to work on, you know, on our systems and that. You know, and I thought the lads in as much as they could tonight. We're probably not fit enough to implement all of what we want to do yet, but it's a gradual process. And I don't think, you know, we didn't look out of place there tonight against, you know, what was a pretty handy Cork team. So all in all, I'm thrilled with the performance and with the attitude particularly, and the fact that we held Cork to a goal, I think, is, you know, it augurs well for the future for us.
It certainly does. And I suppose, how challenging is it at the minute, Aoife, in terms of, you know, I suppose, you know, the COVID situation, then in terms of trying to get a panel together, trying to get guys to, I suppose, buy into it and commit as well? It's pretty tough in every county at the minute.
It is, but particularly for us, because our panel is small. You know, like, we up to the weekend, like, we weren't sure, like, we're just hoping that, you know, people don't fall out because we don't have 60 players to, you know, to pick from. So if we lose three or four, and it's not just the fact of you getting COVID yourself, but if you're in work or if somebody is there who, you know, you're close contact with, then, you know, that I think we had 9 or 10 out last week, which was crazy. So it's unfortunate we didn't have that game, but that's just life as it is at the moment. So we just carry on, and the boys put the head down and battled on. And as I say, I'm very, very proud of them, but this is just a start for us.
Absolutely. And the final point, I know we were chatting to you before when you got the job, but you're enjoying your time in Waterford. It's a new challenge, new experience, but a good start.
Yeah, I'm like the postman. I've knocked on every door in Waterford to get the best players. And I've James Cooney there. He was knocking on the ones that I couldn't get to. So he was like Santa Claus. But you know, we're leaving no stone unturned to get the best that we can get and get the players back that we can get, you know, get as many players interested and involved as we can and build that spirit. And you know, hopefully going forward, it's going to take time, obviously. But as I said, at the, you know, early start of the year, I'm in this for the long haul, and as much as we can, you know, we can build something. And when I leave, I would hope that there'll be structures in place that can be carried on for Waterford, and that'll all go well for Waterford well into the future.
Super. Thanks for talking to us. Wish you the best of luck for the year ahead, Evie.
Not a bother.